preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, we'll be able to catch catfish in the Red River here shortly. The ice is melting. As the Red River flows north through Winnipeg, Canada. This is James Kelso on the Trump phenomenon here on March 29th, 2018. Glad you're here with us. You can join the conversation at 800-313-9443. It's always the same number, 800-313-9443. You can write it right there on the carpet into your furniture. It'll be the same number for years through the seven remaining years in which we will cover the Trump era, the Trump presidency. I was telling my 12-year-old daughter just a little while ago, we're trying to calculate here, she'll be, well, she's almost 13, so she'll be 20 years old when Trump finishes his tenure in the White House. And that's a pretty neat thought for a kid to be able to grow up. Wouldn't you like to have been able to have done that, to grow up in the Trump era? Go all the way through middle school, high school, and get into your second year in the university with Donald Trump as your president all the way. That's pretty neat. And we're going to be there for the ride. So we'll cover in 24-hour segments. We'll try to keep up with the pace of what's happening. And today, let's see, where was the energy today? Where was the excitement today? Well, I know I talk about Sean Hannity a lot, but I think the energy is there. The people, the talent that he assembles on his show is a... Well, this is kind of an embarrassment to Jeff Sessions. Not kind of an embarrassment. It is a humiliating embarrassment. The people doing the actual investigating, the people actually doing the work of saving our country are not working for Jeff Sessions. They're working with Sean Hannity. And they're doing the investigating. They're coming up with the emails and the stories and the outrages that are compelling. They are now forcing Jeff Sessions' hand. Jeff Sessions, folks, and this is what, well, I guess this will be our theme for today's show, is Jeff Sessions going to be compelled to appoint a second special prosecutor? Yes, he is. And Sean Hannity will get the most credit for that. He's been pushing for it for a year. Over a year, Sean Hannity has been devoting his show to this story, which would have melted away had he not. And one of the things he's pointed out in his recent shows is that all the things that he's turning up, they're not even mentioned on MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, CBS. They don't even mention these things. So the memory hole, the 1984 Ministry of Truth, is effective on all the other network stations. For some reason, they missed Fox. Something happened at Fox. Someday this story will be told. Who is it? Who's the hero at Fox? Roger Ailes is gone. People thought, well, Roger Ailes is the one who's hiring these right-wing hosts. But he's gone, and all this good stuff has happened since his death. So he can't get the credit, at least not now. Somebody is in there who's doing the heavy lifting, bringing in hosts like Laura Ingraham and Mark Levin and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson. Remember how they've been added one after another? Lou Dobbs. Do you remember that Lou Dobbs lost his show for being politically incorrect? I forget what the exact issue is. Maybe one of you will remember. But then Lou Dobbs made a comeback. Somebody let him back in at Fox. Bret Baier has a great show. Greg Jarrett doesn't have a show, but should have a show. And he's great on every show he appears on as their legal counsel, their legal expert. And they have very few turkeys at Fox. One of those turkeys is Geraldo Rivera. Why? I mean, Geraldo needs to go. He's such an obvious shill for the left, trying in the most... I mean, does Geraldo think he's being cute or that we don't see through what he's doing? He pretends to be a kind of conservative sort of guy who kind of agrees with some small thing that all these great right-wingers at Fox are doing. But then he slips the knife into the ribs there with his liberal program. It's so formulaic. Every appearance of Geraldo Rivera is exactly the same. And it's disgusting. It's pathetic. There's no need to continue with that. If he wants to be, if you want to have, for purposes of elucidation, if you want to have a left winger on to do some boxing with Sean Hannity, that's fine. But don't have a fake like Rivera on. If he wants to be a left winger, let him come on as a left winger, make his left wing point, and let Hannity punch him out. But this silly game that Geraldo Rivera is playing needs to end. Get him off the network. It's stupid. If they're paying him any money, it's what a waste of time, what a waste of money. And listening to him is certainly a waste of our time. But other than that, the Fox network is pretty impressive. It's extremely impressive. Thank goodness it's there. Well, let's listen in a little bit. Let's go here to let us go to a great show, unbelievable show, in which Hannity packs in a ton of things. Let me just see. Should I go chronologically? Hannity is calling 2018 the year of the boomerang. I don't know whether he heard that term on this show, but we've been calling President Trump President Boomerang because everything they throw at him comes back and hits him right in the snout. Here's something here. Let's go to this. And what they're covering, here's the story. Let me prepare this with the story. The news story is this. Finally, Jeff Sessions has been pressured into starting an investigation in the Justice Department of FISAgate. Finally, Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, with 600 employees and I think $100 million budget, has been compelled to open the FISAgate, an investigation into abuses, wrongdoing, crimes in the committed by the Mueller, Casey, I mean, well, that's going way back, Comey, McCabe criminal network. And the, of course, what's being demanded now, even by people, even Lindsey Graham, Senator from South Carolina, who is just a turkey, even he is saying, wait a minute, this is not enough. The Justice Department cannot investigate itself. The Inspector General is in the Justice Department to subpoena, interview, or do anything with somebody. Inspector, these are two of the absolutely key people. Michael Horowitz has no authority to investigate these guys now that they're outside the Justice Department. That doesn't work. You have to have somebody with the authority to investigate the whole thing. That means a second special counsel has to be. Horowitz has no power to subpoena these people. Special counsel does. Has no power to convene a grand jury. Second special counsel does. And to go for charges before a grand jury. That's what's needed right now. And only a second special counsel will be or can be entirely outside the Justice Department, entirely outside the FBI, not part of this viper's nest of corruption that has obviously taken over both entities. and has to be cleaned out, as Joe DeGeneva told us yesterday. So let's listen to some of this. And of course, the heroes, who's doing the work? The Freedom Caucus, these men in the House of Representatives, like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz. Here we are at, let's listen in as Hannity and talks about this.
They have now unearthed tonight even more texts between anti-Trump lovers Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Remember, there are over 50,000 Strzok Page texts. This is but a small sampling of what they believe could reveal damning new evidence that the FBI, the Obama White House, and the CIA, and the deep state, and the intel community were all working together in order to open up a politically motivated Trump-Russia collusion investigation. Now, let's explain why congressional investigators, you know, think this is important. Now, according to one text message from Strzok to Lisa Page, August 2nd, 2016, Strzok makes a reference to the first interagency meeting discussing coordination between the FBI and the DOJ on the DNC hacking case. This is what Strzok writes, quote, "Thanks so much for having the discipline to wait another 24 hours to have the first meeting about the case with the DOJ. Now, these congressional investigators that we spoke to tonight, they believe this is evidence that the FBI and DOJ met to discuss the Russia election hacking investigation. And then get this, August 25th, 2016, is Harry Reid. He's briefed by then CIA director. You know, the guy that voted for the communists in the 70s.
John Brenner voted for a communist for president in the 70s, and he became the director of the CIA.
He ever become the CIA director. Anyway, with John Brennan about Russia's attempts to influence the election. And then 2 days after that meeting, Harry Reid sends a letter.
This is an ad for a project management tool called Monday.com. This is what it looks like.
Sorry, folks. Here we are. We're back.
Days after that meeting, Harry Reid sends a letter to then FBI Director James Comey, urging him to open an investigation into Donald Trump. He wrote at the time, "The evidence of a direct connection between the Russian government on Donald Trump's presidential campaign continues to mount."
Now, there's let me explain the significance of that, then we have to skip ahead because we don't have time to cover it in detail. But here's the big takeaway here. Harry Reid, senator from Nevada, Democrat, deep stater, Harry Reid, John Brennan, totally corrupt, takes the totally corrupt criminal FISA warrant case and the bogus Trump dossier. He takes this to Harry Reid, gets him all excited, which causes Harry Reid to write a letter to James Comey saying, "Oh, we got to investigate this. Donald Trump with the Russians." Then James Comey takes the Harry Reid letter. Now get this, folks. This is what they did. Brennan creates, he foments the Reid letter. Comey then takes the Reid letter and presents it to the FISA judge as evidence that Trump colluded, which is, by the way, not a crime, but he didn't collude. Conspiring in certain things could be a crime. He didn't do that. They then take it to the FISA judge as evidence. In other words, they're manufacturing evidence. They're getting one guy's piece of evidence that refers to the other guys, that refers to the previous guys. So it's all a daisy chain of corruption. Reed's got nothing. Brett got nothing. Comey's got nothing. McCabe's got nothing. There's nothing there. They're making it up. They're committing felony after felony after felony. These people should be in prison for the rest of their lives. And they shouldn't be charged on felonies like lying to a federal court or something of this. They should be charged with treason, for which the top penalty is actually worse than life in prison. But that's what they should be charged with, because they're traitors. This is the worst time in American history. And because the other networks aren't talking about it, they're hoping it will go away. Sean Hannity and a brave crew of people, a small group of people, are keeping this story going. This coward, Jeff Sessions, is finally being dragged, kicking and screaming, moaning and whining into a, let's hope he can be compelled to appoint a second special counsel that can start to rip these criminals apart. Let's go to another segment here. Let's go to one of these heroes. Let's go forward here. I got to skip right through this thing. This is an hour of really good material. But here, let's skip forward a little bit. Some highlights. Here's Hannity with Sarah Carter, hero, Greg Jarrett, hero, and Jason Chaffetz, former congressman and head of one of the House committees, hero.
Well, these are 3,162 documents that they've had to peel apart for months, Sean. They have had the most difficult time, the congressional committees investigating this, because the DOJ and the FBI have not been forthright with the information. I think this information is explosive. Why? Because it shows that even when Brennan briefed Terry Reid, went to meet with him in the Gang of Eight, that was in August 2016, that early that month, at the beginning of August, we know that Jonathan Moffa, who was working with the Counterintelligence Division of the FBI, working alongside Peter Strzok and was probably Peter Strzok's supervisor, according to my sources, actually went to the White House to have a meeting with Dennis McDonough, who was the chief of staff.
Now, interrupt that right there. People like Sarah Carter are following the breadcrumbs right back to Obama. Right there, she's got Obama's chief of staff, McDonough. She's got him nailed to rights. Now let's go forward a little bit more. We're going to get to the most important thing. Greg Jarrett says in just a little bit, we don't need subpoenas, we need warrants. Get ready for this. Nobody said this. This is the truth. And here's Greg Jarrett talking about, does this go up to Obama? Did Obama know? What was his role in all this?
All of this together, there was far more involvement with the White House of Barack Obama in all of this than anybody knew.
Oh, absolutely. To believe that the president didn't know that there was an investigation of Donald Trump, candidate for president, is to believe in the tooth fairy.
I don't believe it. Does that make him a witness? Potential.
Oh, absolutely. It makes him over.
And he should be subpoenaed, no?
He should be. Here's the problem with all the subpoenas for the Department of Justice and the FBI.
Listen up.
They should have been thrown in the hoosegow in contempt already, because they've been stonewalling for the longest period of time. And Jeff Sessions finally awakened from his slumber and told Christopher Wray, accelerate the handing over of the documents. But the problem is, we're trusting the FBI and the Department of Justice to hand over documents that are responsive to the subpoena.
Rod Rosenstein didn't want to turn over the 3,000
right.
that we have that led to the Nunes memo,
right.
that led to the Grassley-Graham memo, that led to America knowing about FISA abuses, which Sarah broke in March of last year.
That's right.
March 8th of 2017.
This is why there should be a special counsel. There ought to be a grand jury and not subpoenas issued, a warrant to go in and seize these documents. Don't let the DOJ and the FBI decide which ones they want to turn over. They're going to hide the incriminating documents or redact material information. Get a warrant, seize them, bring in federal marshals. Don't let the FBI be involved in policing themselves.
It's impossible. Congressman Chaffetz, you have experience.
Now, we'll pause right there. Federal marshals. That's what's needed, folks, with a warrant to seize the documents. Beautiful from Greg Jarrett. We'll be right back.
Condition grounded, but determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earth.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We're back, folks. Thanks for joining us. You can call in at 800-313-9443. Let me go check up here in our call-in board, see if I got anybody waiting. Nope. Lines are open at 800-313-9443. Love to get somebody who would be a first-time caller to call in. And you'll be talking to the Republic Broadcasting Bricks and Mortar Radio Network studio in Austin, Texas when you call in. You'll be talking to me up here in North Dakota. Let's go back to this audio that we had here. Greg Jarrett explaining something very, very important. That what's needed, you can't trust, these people are corrupt. There are 1.2 million documents. How do we know? The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, has let that backed out. He's got 1.2 million documents. 3,000 are all that have been released. And this is after going through the scrutiny of the very corrupt people themselves. The ones that have been let out are bombshells. So what must be the ones that have not been let out? And let us add that in those 3,000 that have been let out, the staff of the House committees, separately, judiciary, oversight, intelligence, and the Senate Judiciary Committee, they have had to go through these things, getting around redaction, that is crossed out names, blacked out paragraphs, and they've had to do Sherlock Holmes research to piece together the texts that we do have. They shouldn't have had to do this. And this is coming out of just 3,000 documents. Now, the 1.2 million, we need them yesterday. We need them right now. Jeff Sessions, get off your butt. Stop sucking your thumb. Are you a man or a mouse? We want these documents. The American people want these documents now. We have clear, irrefutable evidence of the greatest crime in American history. Did you hear that, Jeff? The greatest crime in American history. Are you a law enforcement officer, Jeff, or a mouse? Are you a worm? Are you a snake? Are you a rat like Rodenstein? You're acting like a rat. Those documents are ours. They belong to us. We're the American citizens. We're the sovereigns. Get off your sorry ass and get those documents released. You can do it in 5 minutes with an order. And anybody in your Department of Justice that will not release those documents, they are fired immediately on the spot. There's the door. Don't even clear out your desk. You will be escorted from the building by federal marshals. That's what you need to do. Grow a spine, Jeff Sessions. And run that Department of Justice. We, the American people, forget Donald Trump. We want those documents. We won that election. This is our government. And we're going to make America great again. And if you get in the way, you're going to get steamrolled, Jeff Sessions. We want those documents. The evidence is there. We want it right now. And we want great minds like Greg Jarrett and Sean Hannity and Joe DiGenova and Judge Napolitano. We want them to rip into those documents. We want to get those prosecutions going. We want to get these people into pinstripe prison suits and get them into prison now. The greatest crime in American history. And let me say this, folks. The election of Donald Trump, what a miracle. What a wonderful thing. But there's a second thing that happened. When I say forget Donald Trump, this is independent of Donald Trump. Donald Trump caused it to happen. But this is another thing. The commie rats who under Obama had taken over our nation and we didn't even realize it. Those people committed in their effort to stop Donald Trump in the primaries. Stop him in the general election. Unseat him from the presidency now that he is president. And to get Hillary Clinton elected, they committed the worst crimes in American history. This needs to be pursued on its own, by itself, right now. This isn't part of the Trump presidency. This isn't part of his campaign pledges. This is a crime for which hundreds of people should be in prison for life. Listen, Jeff Sessions, the worst crime in American history happened and is happening under your watch, under your lazy nose. It's happening right now. The crime is ongoing, and the failure to investigate it, the failure to prosecute it, the failure to get those warrants, the failure to kick in those doors and grab those documents is a crime being committed by you, Jeff Sessions. Your dereliction of duty is enabling the crime to go on and to be covered up. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Go, Merle. All right, we're back. Okay, let's go back to Greg Jarrett here, explaining that warrants are what's needed, kicked in doors are what's needed. And bring in the federal marshals, grab these documents. They belong to us. You know, that's what this election was all about. This is our government. Make America great again. Those documents don't belong to those creeps, those criminals that generated them. Those are federal records that belong under the freedom of, they belong to us. And under the Freedom of Information Act, they are to be read by us. And the only thing that can be kept from us, but not from the House Oversight or intelligence committees, which have oversight responsibility over the security agencies. They have total security clearance. There's nothing that their eyes are to be shielded from. And we are to see almost all of it. Let's listen to some more of this. Let me skip forward here. This is important here. Remember this thought. A subpoena is not a request. I was laying into Jeff Sessions a moment ago. Jeff Sessions, a year ago, Devin Nunes issued a subpoena for these documents. He's been stiff-armed ever since. And all Jeff Sessions said is, we'll look into Mr. Nunes' request for these documents. Nunes made the point, this ain't no request, it's a subpoena, Jeff. What kind of attorney are you? Look up the word subpoena.
Now, they said they're going to review this request. A subpoena is not a request, Sean. If you were issued a subpoena and said, hey, I'll take that under consideration, and you didn't comply, you'd go to jail. Everybody's watching this program, we'd go to jail. Well, right. Yeah. What if you use that?
What if I acid wash my hard drive with bleach pit?
That's why you got to have a special prosecutor who will go in there with tenacity and investigate these people. The only way that Congress can actually enforce a subpoena is through the Department of Justice. There is no avenue to get directly to a court.
I'm happy that the inspector general is now going to, you know, investigate FISA abuses and dossier abuse. And we have been covering this forever. The inspector general, does that mean we have to wait another 4 months for the inspector general report on the email server investigation, or will that be released separately and apart?
Okay, let me skip forward. Greg Jarrett makes another key point. You know, folks, if this one guy, if we didn't have this one legal genius answering these questions for us and making these points, we'd never get this. This is, you know, when we're down to one single person is making a difference in the history of our country, one single radio host or TV host like Hannity, a single congressman like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz, listen to this. This is scary.
Doubt in my mind.
Three of the six people who are in on deceiving the court, concealing evidence, and breaking six felony statutes are not subject to the authority and jurisdiction of the independent counsel. He cannot compel James Comey or Andrew McCabe Sally Yates, who are no longer government employees. That a special counsel can. And with respect to these documents, if it were you or me, they'd be knocking on our office or home door, and they would break in if we didn't answer, and armed with a warrant, they would seize the documents. You have to have a warrant. You have to seize them.
Rod Rosenstein did forget about 1.2 million documents, Congressman. He didn't want to hand over 3,000. And it was subpoenaed, and in the last hours, he's on a bended knee begging Paul Ryan, pretty please don't force us to do this.
Now, folks, all this information that we're getting, we weren't supposed to get. We came within a gnat's eyelash of not getting it. This little hardy band of heroes, they've forced this information out. In spite of Jeff Sessions, and certainly in spite of Rod Rosenstein, Rod Rosenstein is clearly an enemy.
All right, joining me now with reaction to tonight's breaking news that the DOJ Inspector General will finally investigate potential FISA abuses by the DOJ and the FBI. He is the chairman of the House Intel Committee, and he's been frankly in the forefront while his colleagues have been lazy. Devin Nunes is with us. Congressman, I'm reaching a point of frustration here. We're talking about with these new struck page memos. This was within the 3,000 plus page dump that we finally got at the last minute that you had to subpoena. There's 1.2 million documents, Congressman, and I applaud Chairman Goodlatte, but as we just heard from Congressman Chaffetz, he asked for these documents in 2016. How is it possible that Rod Rosenstein feels that he has the right to withhold this not only from the American people, but Congress, people like you and Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, your job is oversight. We do have checks and balances the last time I checked the Constitution.
Yeah, no, we don't. The last time you checked the Constitution, Sean, we don't live under the Constitution anymore. Rod Rosenstein is a criminal. He's one of the wrongdoers. That's why he's betraying us. He's keeping his sorry ass out of prison. He's dirtied up to his eyeballs. Duh. And I'm not saying duh for Sean Hannity. Sean knows that. Devin Nunes knows that. And by the way, folks, this is serious, serious stuff. Later in the show, Sean has on William Douglas Campbell. I know I'm jumping forward a little bit here, but I don't want to leave this just because it's at the end, so I'm going to jump it a little bit here. William Douglas Campbell is the FBI informant who has the goods on Mueller and Rosenstein and Comey on Uranium One and Hillary Clinton and Obama and Eric Holder to send them all to prison. Yes, to send Barack Hussein Obama to prison for a long time. William Douglas Campbell has been buried. He's been suppressed by the FBI. Somehow, miraculously, he's kept the recordings. He's kept the information, the documents that he got as an undercover informant, proving the guilt of all these people with, yes, it's a different case, Uranium One, but it's the same players. It's the same actors. Uranium One, Hillary's emails, FISA Gate, the illegal wiretapping of Donald Trump's campaign, it's all the same people. Yes, it seems like different events, but they're all the same people, and they're to the same corrupt purpose of keeping their treasonous cabal at the top of our government. Now, here's where I don't want to mention a point. Let me see if I can go forward to this. William Douglas Campbell. When I say this is really serious stuff. For the first time, Sean Hannity is meeting him right here for the very first time. I'm going to skip through Devin Nunes. I feel bad doing that. This is so compelling. But I want to get to William Douglas Casey before we close out today. And let me go to the page where Casey is. Here he is. His life is in danger, folks. Hannity is meeting Casey for the first time. He's talked about him in the past. Victoria Tensing, the wife of Joe DiGenova, she's representing William Douglas Campbell. He has existed under extreme, he has to hide. But he's asked, well, you listen to him tell you himself. The guts of this man, the miracle that he's alive, that his evidence still exists, and that we may get truth on this, is as miraculous as the election of Trump in some ways.
Very tough. It's very, very tough work that they're having to get through because you have so many people. If you come out with a story, even though it's true, just like this story tonight about these text messages that you guys have uncovered, you're not going to see this covered in the mainstream media. You're not going to see it. I guarantee you it won't happen over the next week.
That's Devin Nunes. Glad I got that in. No, you're not going to see it, folks. It doesn't exist. Did you read 1984? It didn't happen. FISA Gate didn't happen. Uranium Gate didn't happen. Hillary's crimes didn't happen. Obama was a great president. His crimes didn't happen. Now, listen to William Campbell, who's got an eyewitness. He can put these people in prison. But can he stay alive?
Really appreciate it. Joining us now is William Douglas Campbell. He is the Uranium One FBI informant. Now, to protect the identity of Mr. Campbell, we have had to put him in shadow. Sir, it's an honor to see you, and we welcome you to the program. You have worked as a operative, if I can use that term, for multiple agencies. How many years?
30 years.
And you first got involved. You were within a Putin-Russian operation within the United States since 2009, correct?
Actually, earlier than that. My work, when I was handed over to the FBI, started in 2005, and I was under ultimately formal contract and an associate partner with the Russian government and its senior Russian nuclear leadership, who worked directly and indirectly by appointment of Putin.
Yeah. So when you say hand it over, you're talking about 30 years you've served your country. Would it be fair to say in dangerous situations at times?
Yes, sir. You could say that.
Life-threatening, maybe?
You could say that.
So at some...
I hope you heard that. You could say that. This guy's life was in danger, is in danger. He's in shadow here on the Hannity Show.
Point, Mr. Campbell. Your life's at risk. You see, Russians have infiltrated the United States of America. They're living within America. And at some point, you became aware that Russia wanted to get a foothold in the uranium industry and that they were going to look at this conglomeration known what we now know as Uranium One, and that deal was going to give them that foothold if, in fact, it was approved by 9 government agencies.
Yes, sir. There was no question about it.
Yeah, and the FBI knew that?
The Bureau knew it. The Uranium One position was a part of a long-term strategy, a four-tier strategy by the Russians.
Did these Russian criminals, Putin operatives, when Hillary was Secretary of State, Barack Obama's the president, and again, you're there when they first get into office, did they express any specific Clinton strategy, how to get her on board, or did they express any Obama strategy?
This was a criminal investigation of people that I had reported. And yes, the Russians and the United States conspirators I was working with stated the Clintons were implicated. But that was not the focus of what I was doing. And I did not believe until Uranium One approval actually happened that the indications from these Russians were solid about the Clintons influencing that decision.
Were they telling you that they had confidence that Clinton would sign off on this deal?
Absolute confidence.
Did they have confidence that Obama would sign off on this deal?
They were quite sure that Obama and the administration, who they had deemed and labeled as being very weak multiple times, would respond favorably.
You're a patriotic American. You're risking your life. I got to imagine that hearing that your country is weak and your president and secretary of state are weak. I would feel bad for my country, if you will.
Mr. Hannity, I reacted to it and I challenged my FBI handlers as to why the hell all the work done monitoring the successful Russian strategy that I'd been reporting since 2005, 2006, had fallen by the wayside and CFIUS approval had been allowed to succeed.
What did they say?
Why the hell was all the evidence that I gathered, why was it pushed aside? Why did our uranium get sold to Russia? Why did CFIUS, the panel that approves sale of American assets to foreign entities, why did they unanimously approve it? And on CFIUS, Robert Mueller, Hillary Clinton, and others, Obama's crew approved this. And he says, I love that he's getting frank, like Trump. Why the hell? And I love this guy as a witness. He had cancer. He was in the hospital with very serious cancer. Somehow he's back on his feet, or at least sitting in a chair with Hannity. Let's help keep this guy alive until this case can be broken open and these people can be put in prison, including Barack Obama.
To you, what was their possible explanation? There's no reason. I can't expect any reasonable explanation as to why America would hand over America's precious uranium when we don't have enough.
The agents that were senior agents that have families, I might add, that were accountable to, at that time, Robert Mueller, who was
the FBI director,
who was overseeing my entire operation, looked at me and conveyed to me frustration and said, ask your politics.
It takes my breath away that this is an epic, the most spectacular failure. Do you think, did you conclude, what is their possible motivation for people not to do their job at this high level? This is key to America's national security.
It was political, and they believed that Hillary Clinton would be elected president. They were gun shy, they were political, and they turned their back on the country, in my opinion.
Thank you for telling us your story and the hard work and the danger you put yourself in for your country, sir. Thank you. It's an honor to meet you.
Most welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Folks, you just heard history. That was 5 minutes. I didn't play all of it. The entire interview by Hannity with William Douglas Campbell, 5 minutes. That was one of the most important interviews in American history. Campbell nailed it. And what he said, they turned their back on their country. These are traitors, folks. And he said, especially the agents with families. You know, they told me Clinton's going to get elected. And we're going to go with that. The hell with our country. Rotten. And folks, it's miraculous that you just heard that. You know, Winston Smith in 1984. Well, I'll connect this to that in just a moment. Let's see how we're doing here. We've got another segment. We could take a caller, possibly. We'll see you in a moment.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back, folks, for our final segment. We've got two callers here. I'll try to cover our president's latest tweets in this last segment, and these two callers, Ken in Fort Worth and John in Missouri. Let's start with you, Ken. What's on your mind?
Yeah.
Hey, I thought I saw that. Remember that plane crash in Russia a week ago?
Yes.
Someplace over there. Anyway, the way I understand is the Big Daddy from Uranium One was on there.
Funny thing, huh?
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, funny thing about those plane crashes.
I don't know what the connection was, but I mean, just kind of snoop around and see what you can find. Oh, and Robert Mueller, I sent him two postcards so far with his name in books. Now, when he writes his book, he'll thank me. I know he will. I'm working on a third one.
Well, Ken, thank you. The good news is that finally, Lindsey Graham said we can't. Department of Justice to investigate itself. We must have a second special counsel. And Lindsey has said this. And so Jeff Sessions he's going to be the last holdout resisting. Thank goodness it does appear we will be on this show. We'll be talking about a second special counsel who will be independent, we hope, and who will now have the power of the law to go after these lawbreakers. This is going to be wonderful, Ken. Thank you for calling in, Ken. Let's go to John in Missouri. You're on the air.
Do you think,
John?
Hi, James. Do you think they did this for money or for something else?
Who are you referring to?
The Clintons, Obama, the FBI people.
Oh, boy, what a question. What a question you have asked, John. What is the motivation of this psychopath, criminal, Hillary Clinton, or her pervert, psychopath husband, or this crazy communist, Barack Hussein Obama? Can you imagine a president with a middle name Hussein? What's the motivation? You know, you look at these. I said it when I said it on the show here. I said, look at Robert Mueller's face. We know we're talking about motivation. Look at the guy's face. I mean, it's like if somebody had to make a caricature of evil, you just take a picture of Robert Mueller. James Comey, this sanctimonious windbag who's clearly crazy. He's going on a book tour. Didn't his attorney tell him to shut up? He's going on a book tour. He's headed for prison, and he's going to go around the country bragging. So you ask a very good question, John. What's the motivation for these people? The good news here is this. They're crazy. I mean, think about it. What does it take to be a communist in America like Obama? He's a communist. What does it take to be a rapist like Bill Clinton? You have to be crazy. You have to be a warped, defective, twisted soul. And that's their motivation, John. These people are sick. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody out there. The best audience in the world, as Mike Rivero says. We'll see you all again tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A revolution.